A magnetic compass is a dependable instrument and it's used as a backup instrument, but it has so many errors that it's been supplemented with gyroscopic heading indicators. A gyro in an attitude indicator is mounted in a double gimbal in such a way that its spin axis is vertical. It senses pitch and roll, but it cannot sense rotation about its vertical or spin axis. The gyro in a heading indicator is also mounted on a double gimbal, but its spin axis is horizontal, and it senses rotation about the vertical axis of the aircraft. Gyro heading indicators, with the exception of slave gyro indicators, are not north-seeking, and they must be set to the appropriate heading by referring to a magnetic compass. The principle of rigidity in space causes them to maintain this heading indication without the oscillation errors and the other errors inherent in the magnetic compass. The indication of the gyro will drift over a period of time. When using the heading indicator, it's standard practice to reset the heading indicator to agree with the magnetic compass about once every 15 minutes during straight and level, unaccelerated flight.